Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, in Westminster, there's fresh controversy in the Tory party this morning after former Cabinet Minister Simon Clark called on Rishi Sunak to resign as Prime Minister and leader of the party. Writing in the Telegraph newspaper, he said Rishi Sunak's uninspiring leadership is the main obstacle to recovery for the party and he must be replaced or the Tories will face an electoral massacre. Well, his op-ed has set off a fresh round of internal party war. Warfare. Rishi Sunak is dealing with falling poll ratings and controversy over that so-called Rwanda plan. Well, for more on this, I'm joined on the line by Chief Political Commentator with Talk TV, Peter Cardwell. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
This was a little out of the blue, but it's an absolute stinger of a piece. I was just reading it in the last little while. Simon Clark didn't hold back in that Telegraph article.
He doesn't miss and hit the wall. Yes, certainly. It is a very, very strong piece. He is very clear that Rishi Sunak should go. But this is very much what Simon Clark, or the tone of what Simon Clark has been saying for a while. He was one of the 11 Rwanda rebels last week. I was in Parliament when 11 people defied the Conservative government and voted against that plan. Although those who did so, people like Suella Braverman, for example, Robert Jenrick, both former Home Office ministers, I'm not sure they'll do the same thing as Sir Simon Clark, because a lot of people, a lot of very senior people within the Conservative Party, people like Liam Fox, Priti Patel, David Davis, others as well, are saying that now is the time for unity in the Conservative Party. There isn't very much of that around. You correctly point out that they're really being hammered in the polls. They're at 20% in the latest one, which would mean a huge landslide for Labour when the election happens, which I believe will be in November. So really things go from bad to worse for Rishi Sunak. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure there'll be too many others who will go over the top like Sir Simon Clark has. There might be one or two, but certainly Rishi Sunak seems secure, but that's only for the moment.
Yeah, it's just a very bad look for the party to have this going on at this stage in the electoral cycle, that you have someone like him getting a half page in the Telegraph saying that Rishi doesn't get what Britain needs and he's not listening to what the British people want.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Sir Simon Clark is a bit of a mischief maker. He is someone who has been a cabinet minister under Liz Truss. He's listened to by certainly the right wing of the Conservative Party. But whether this message goes elsewhere, really what it shows, as you correctly point out, is just the division in the Conservative Party. They're all over the place. Rwanda last week showed that as well. But you do have some quite senior people. Ben Wallace, for example, the former defence secretary, said division and another prime minister would lead to the certain loss of power, not what Sir Simon Clark is saying. But it is absolutely clear that what Rishi Sunak is doing isn't working. Things aren't turning around for the Conservative Party. The polls aren't narrowing. Even the big gambles here in the UK, things like the fact that national insurance rules have changed so people do get a bit of a tax cut, that hasn't moved the polls in any way, and it looks as if Sir Keir Starmer is dead set, really, to be the next Prime Minister when the election comes.
Mm-hmm. The senior Tory party members who you've spoken to in the hours since this was published, Peter, have they poo-pooed it? Have they said this doesn't hold any weight and it's a bit of a farce? Or are they saying, well, it's possible that it could spark something?
No, the sense I have is there'll be another couple, perhaps, who will go with Sir Simon Clark, but he is very isolated. There's a lot of people who are very angry about this. I spoke to one former cabinet minister who was WhatsApping him this morning, and he was saying, look, this is just ludicrous. The thought of a fifth Conservative leader in 5 years. I mean, it's been chaotic enough in the years since Theresa May, then Boris Johnson, Liz Truss for such a short time, and even Rishi Sunak has only been in post for barely a year and a half. So to change leader now, which a process which Simon Clark in his article says could be done very quickly, but in reality would probably take 2 or 3 months. And then what authority does a new leader have? Necessarily, they'd probably have to call an election immediately. Look, an election in the UK will happen very quickly, as it is in three quarters of the democratic world. I know in Ireland as well, there's an election coming up. So that will happen, but that will be the reckoning for the Conservative Party. And then they will have a leadership election. And I'm sure that either Simon Clarke or someone he supports, perhaps even Kemi Badenoch, who's the business secretary here in the UK, will be a very popular person who people will want to lead the Conservative Party, perhaps even the next leader.
Yeah, because it is interesting in the article that, you know, while he bangs on through the whole piece about Rishi Sunak having to go, he doesn't provide a solution or an answer to the question as to who should be the next leader.
Yes, completely correct. Nor does he say that he'll stand, and he has denied this is about positioning himself as leader. I mean, look, every MP from every party wants to be leader of their party. Every MP from every party wants to be prime minister. So I'd be surprised if Simon Clarke isn't thinking about his own political future here. But it is a very bold thing. It is a very it's kind of out there, really, because there is a sense that whilst Rishi Sunak is not the most popular leader, even within his own party, that the Conservatives are very divided. They have their campaign chief, an Australian man called Isaac Levito, saying last week to the Conservatives, he spoke to all of the backbenchers who aren't ministers and said, look, divided parties don't win elections. But the Conservative Party is very divided. This has brought this to the fore today in a way that Rwanda votes in Parliament did last week. And it's not going to go away for Rishi Sunak. He may not have any more than two of his MPs. There's a Dame Andrea Jenkins is the other one who said publicly that he should go. She said that late last year. No big surprise from her opposition to Rishi Sunak either. But at the same time, there is a real sense of unease in the Conservative Party and a sense of impending doom for their electoral prospects.
Mm-hmm. Well, one point he makes is that our country's on the brink of being run by Labour for a decade or more. Is there consensus? We know what the polls say about the next election, but is there a consensus that that could be the case, Peter?
Yes, there is. I think the Conservative Party, what the Conservative Party actually looks like after the next election is a very, very big question, because there are a lot of people, even people who were front runners, not perhaps front runners, but certainly popular people in a leadership contest, like Penny Mordaunt, for example, the leader of the House of Commons. She may not even be an MP after the next election. What happens to the red wall? Does the Conservative Party have this sort of rump of very right-wing MPs, or actually could it have a rump of the sort of one nation, more liberal wing of the Conservative Party? So it's a very, very big question.
Peter, just before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you briefly about what will happen in relation to Stormont at Westminster today. This legislation to extend the deadline to hold an assembly election, it's due to be fast-tracked through the House. What's your sense of what's going to happen?
Yes, I mean, this is yet another extension of a deadline in regard to Northern Ireland. It'll be a very straightforward parliamentary process. It'll probably take less than 3 hours to get all of that through. There's just the desire from certainly the Westminster government to extend that deadline to see what happens there and to give the parties in Northern Ireland a bit more space because they just haven't come to a conclusion in terms of whether Stormont could come back. The DUP, obviously, at Westminster is pretty clear on one side, certainly the outliers like Sammy Wilson and Ian Paisley Jr. saying going back to Stormont isn't something they want. I interviewed Sammy Wilson the other day. He said that he didn't anticipate going back to Stormont until perhaps even next year. He wanted to reopen the Windsor framework, for example. There's absolutely no desire for that to happen from the Westminster government. I don't think that Labour would want that to happen either. But certainly getting back to Stormont, the process today is a procedural thing just to extend the deadline yet further.
All right. And that reminds us of the 170,000 public servants who took to the streets in protest at their pay and conditions in Northern Ireland only in the last couple of weeks. Peter, good to have you on the programme. That's Peter Cardwell, who's chief political commentator with Talk TV. Coming up after the break, how is our health service being impacted by the HSC recruitment freeze?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.